Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
1.7, good place to be.
Every morning finds me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening I am moaning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning finds me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every morning finds me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying my dues. Everybody finds me moaning. Every evening I'm moaning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend nights alone with my grief. And I pray, truly and pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning finds me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
All right.
Wow.
The great Mel Torme just delivering like he did. You are listening to WYXR, of course, 91.7 FM, Raised by Sound. This is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single... How you doing, my friend? You always see people across town. What did I say? They, you know, when you're hanging out and you see friends you know, you lose your track of thought. But, or your mind. It happens. Mel Torme, let's get back on that. Mel Torme, the great Velvet Fog, as he was called. You know, a lot of people my age might have remembered Mel Torme just from this guy coming on Night Court. Y'all remember that show, Night Court? And he was the judge's, favorite singer. I was like, man, who is that dude? But he would always come on and he would sing a little bit. I was like, that guy's cool. And then, you know, as I got older, I was like, that guy can sing. This record... A friend of mine, Art, hit me up to this record. I highly recommend it. Coming Home, Baby, 1962 on Atlantic. That was, of course, Bobby Timmons' composition from the Art Blakey Band. Bobby Timmons, the pianist, and this was kind of his big hit. One of, actually, Art Blakey's biggest recordings, and then they took it and put some words to it, and the rest is history. This is a, of course, like I said, an Atlantic record featuring... a bunch of who's who musicians at the time. I mean, Larry Bunker's playing drums, Bud Shanks on alto saxophone. There's a ton of great people. Shorty Rogers is an arranger. I'm not sure who, I think that was a Shorty Rogers arrangement we just heard, and it's fantastic. The writing is incredible. And there's a bunch of other cool tunes. Like they do another Art Blakey tune, Dat Dare, of course, is really ubiquitous with that band. They do a Randy Weston tune, High Fly. A lot of like jazz stand or jazz instrumentals that had been that they had put some words to. They do a Herbie Mann tune. Very cool. Highly recommend it. Of course, they do the title cut, Coming Home Baby, which was like kind of a 60s sort of boogaloo hit, funky hit, R&B hit. So go check that out. Mel Torme's Coming Home Baby. Nothing really specifically planned today. You know, we're talking about Art Blakey. Why don't we play some Art Blakey? We're not going to play any Messengers, though. This is a little pre, this is a little early, early Art Blakey. This is a tune called Futurity. We'll be right back.
The doors to our hall are opening once again for The Pull-Up, an open house styled event highlighting WIXR and our neighbors in Crosstown Concourse. Come out to the free event Thursday, February 29th at 6 p.m. to peruse the floor of our HQ. Meet community creatives at the nearby Memphis Listening Lab, America Photo Studio, and Dragonfly Collective. Stick and stay for WIXR DJs Ross Al Ghul and Natalie Hoffman, and a live performance by the Tennessee Screamers. For more info, visit WIXR.org/events.
Support for WIXR comes from the On Stage at the Halloran Center 2023-2024 season, continuing in downtown Memphis. Experience a diverse array of...
At Crosstown Concourse on Thursday, November 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Explore the creative neighbors bringing our hallway to life. Dragonfly Collective, Memphis Listening Lab, and America offering one night only custom portraits. And catch live music from Blue Tom Records, the University of Memphis's student-run label inside WYXR HQ. More info at WYXR.org/events. Raised by Soundfest is back the weekend of December 6th at Crosstown Concourse. We're looking for volunteers to help make it all happen, and you'll get VIP lounge access and free after-party entry as a thank you. Sign up now at volunteer.wyxr.org.
Sonny Rollins and the Big Brass, I think originally it was called, but it features just an incredible lineup. Looks like his working trio at the time. I mean, can't get any better than Roy Haynes on drums, Henry Grimes on bass, Don Butterfield's on tuba. There's a lot of really cool tuba playing. Of course, all brass on the larger band stuff. Nat Adderley had a cornet solo on there. Renee Thomas on guitar. Wow. I bet he was nervous being in that session. Renee Thomas is, of course, legendary Belgian guitarist. We play him a lot up here, and I don't know how he got on that session. I have to do some more research. Before that, Eddie Costa. Great Eddie Costa vibes player. This is his Guys and Dolls Like Vibes, all Guys and Dolls tunes. Frank Lozier on the Chorale imprint, 1958. That was, of course, Luck Be a Lady Tonight. And I did play that 2 weeks ago, just testing, make sure you're listening. Bill Evans on piano, incredible solo. Wendell Marshall on bass, and a young Paul Motion on drums. Bill Evans, of course, and Paul Motion would go on to form a very influential trio. For that, we heard the great Art Blakey in this sort of interesting... This is a very interesting record. Of course, Art Blakey would form the Jazz Messengers like in the same year. This is 1954, but this is on MRC. You can find this record. It was released as just called Blakey as a 10-inch, I think. And then there's been reissues where they add tracks, because I think there was cuts from this record that ended up called something else, maybe like as Joe Gordon, who plays trumpet, is the leader. And then they packaged it all as the complete Art Blakey on Emercy. But what's cool about this record is not any of that. No, I mean, all that stuff's very cool. But the alto saxophone player, Gigi Grice, it's all his tunes, or mostly his compositions. I think mostly all. And of course, the tune we hear, I can't even say this. Futurity. Futurity? It's future with an ITY. They had to be, those boppers had to be real clever when they came up with names for their tunes. But Gigi Grice is, we talk about him up here. He's a person that should get more respect and notoriety in Black American music, because Gigi Grice is a great alto saxophonist and improviser, but he's also a great composer. Gigi Grice was someone that was also well-versed in the European classical tradition. He wrote symphonies, he wrote large ensemble stuff, chamber music, and then, of course, he wrote all sorts of great jazz tunes and bigger ensemble stuff. So this is an interesting record because it's really, you know, highlighting his compositional prowess. So I highly recommend that. If you can find Art Blakey's Blakey album. This is not the Messengers. He had already made some what we would call Messenger stuff, and of course would go on to have a long, many decade career with the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. But this is sort of something kind of in between. Very interesting. What do we got up next? What are we doing? Oh, I know what we're doing. We're gonna play some guitar, or a little bit of guitar. We're gonna play some Joe Roland, but it's got The old Dick Garcia on there. We love Dick Garcia, don't we? Joe Roland featuring Dick Garcia.
Thank you.
All right, the great Chico Hamilton with his fantastic trio album from 1956. We were hanging out the other night, me and John, who does this show as well. He had a great show last week, and I was heard his show last week. I was like, please don't play the Chico Hamilton trio, because we had we had listened to that record, and I wanted to play it. I wanted to play it on my show because we both have that record. It's fantastic. Chico Hamilton featuring a very young baby Howard Roberts on guitar. He probably had just gotten to L.A. Howard Roberts, on the guitar player on that record, would go on, if you don't know, to play on a million sessions. You've heard him your whole life on TV shows and film, and he made records on his own too, but he was really more known as a session musician. But this is when he first got to L.A. He was working with Chico Hamilton, the hip jazz ensemble at the time. This record also features Jim Hall on a bunch of trio dates. It's very cool. It sounds like it's culled together. And I looked at the this record. It's like the sessions are over a couple-year period. So it's like a few sessions culled together to make one really cool record. George DeVivier is on bass. He also wrote some pieces on it, or a couple. We'll Be Together, again, is a standard that we just heard. Featured a couple singers at the beginning, and then they never come back again. I don't know who that is, but interesting record on Pacific. For that, we heard the great Coleman Hawkins' Bean. This is towards the latter part of his career. He had been in the business now for 40 years. This is 1963. This is made some records on Impulse. This is called Today and Now. That was his tune, Swingin' Scotch. Features a really great band. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Eddie Locke, drums. That was Major Holly on bass, doing the cool Arco bowed solo and vocal. He would, Major Holly. A little interesting, because we played that record, Major Holly and Slam Stewart, but Slam Stewart was a bass player that would bow and then sing an octave above what he was playing, so it had this very interesting effect. Major Holly would sing unison, and he would sing with his bass solos. It was kind of like his, like, all right, well, I can do that too. And then they ended up making a record together. It's really great. And we played it up here, Major Holly. For that, Joe Roland, Vibes Man, made only two records, maybe. This is one of them. I've played this one up here before. It's great. It's just called Joe Roland. That was his composition, Goodbye Bird, because this record was made in 1955, the year the great master Charlie Parker did pass, a.k.a. Bird, Yardbird, 1955 on Bethlehem imprint. That featured a wonderful band, the great Dick Garcia. We love Dick Garcia. He only made a handful of recordings. Incredible guitar player, really just sadly under-recorded. Freddie Redd on piano, another wonderful musician. He played a great solo, under-recorded. And then a couple of guys I never even heard of. The bass player, I think I've said that up here before on this round. Whenever I play this record, I'm like, Dante Martucci? It's such a great name for a bass player, Dante Martucci. I don't think I have another record with him on it. Ron Jefferson on drums. All right, what do we got next? We're just chugging along here, and I think we're going to we're going to play some Jack McDuff. We had the great Dan Wilson here, if you guys were listening in a few weeks ago. Dan came in, and we talked about it. We were going to try to get him on the air, but he was plane didn't get in until too late, but he had a great concert that night, and ended up hanging out with him. And me and Dan are super George Benson fans. And I was talking to him about this record I'm about to play you, and he wasn't familiar with, or he had maybe heard some cuts, but you really have to buy the vinyl to get all the cuts, because they're just not all on digital format. There's a couple on a compilation, but, my working theory is that George Benson learned really how to play jazz in about a 2-year period in this band. And the proof of the pudding is there's a live Jack McDuff record that's really great. It's a young George Benson. I think he had just gotten in the band, and he sounds fantastic. But he sounds like, you know, he was like a young bluesy R&B guitar player from Pittsburgh. And then they made this record like a couple of years later, after they had been on tour for, like I said, a couple of years. I mean, probably how many, honky-tonks and road dates and, you know, just touring, just going out there and hitting the road. And then they had a really cool European tour, which actually you can find evidence of. You can find video of on YouTube, which I highly recommend. And then they made this record, which is called Concert. And, man, George is like fully formed George Benson. I mean, it's like the George we know. I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's like he's come and he's into another a different type of maturity from where he started. And so we're going to hear evidence of that. This band was highly organized. And of course, I could go on and on, but it features the great Joe Dukes on drums. And Dan, we were hanging out. He actually got to spend some time with George, and George was telling him old road stories from this very band we're about to hear. And I can't really tell any of them on the air, but suffice to say, hilarious and eye-opening. And anyway, George Benson with the Jack McDuff Quartet.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from New Ballet Ensemble and School. Nut Remix is back at the Cannon Center, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. A modern reinvention of Tchaikovsky's classic Nutcracker, set on Bill Street with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and the Memphis Jazz Workshop. More information and tickets at newballet.org.